Let's say, you know, you said we should, you know, give a proof of whatever it is and also have yotze with the bala bayis.
Either yotze with the bala bayis, or if you want to make cover all your bases, you can give him a penny and light, and he'll hear his brach. Because according to some poskim, which we spoke about last year, if you want to do mahadrin, it's better to light yourself as opposed to here. According to others, you're not allowed at yourself. To the Rav said, you're not allowed at yourself. So the way out of that mess is to give a penny, and then when he lights, you listen to his bracha, and you answer amen, and you also light. Yeah, you can't lose. I told you that's what I did when I was in LA 2 years ago. This year in LA, I told you I wanted to hear someone else light, but that was in the Biltmore Hotel, glitzy hotel in the middle of downtown. Wait, one second. What's my problem?
Yeah, so what if, but you know that for whatever reason, he's coming home a little later, you want to make it to Mincha on time?
Mincha on Friday?
Yeah.
Have Mincha Gadol in Yeshiva. 12:40. Solve that problem. Okay. Anyway, the apostle will say it's better to daven mincha early before you light, because it shouldn't be a tarta b'sasri. You're lighting candles, then you're daven mincha. So in our shul, we have to try to make. Usually, we do it this year. We forgot to make a minyan. We want to make it for this Friday. We'll see. So it's better to do it anyway, irrespective of your other considerations. So it's a good thing to do. Oh. Any other questions? Yes.
Can I ask you a general question? Is it the timeless?
Chanukah, not a fast Chanukah.
So, does that mean we have to be touching with our kindness to keep fast? Does that mean if you want to go to a kindness in yourself, like a heretic kindness or something like that? Or is it like you don't eat that whole day?
We want to know. Guys didn't eat all day Chanukah?
Yeah.
Stop. Just like this, forgot to eat. Forgot to eat. That's bad, but that's not, I don't think that's a violation. It's not officially a. Maybe it's a violation, I don't know. But it wasn't the Kabbal Tainus on Chanukah, just had no time to eat.
So you should, that's not hard to try to eat, but if you don't, it's not like a.
No, they should try very hard to eat. It's not just that you try to eat. It's not so hard to try to eat. The stomach starts to tell you to eat. That's the rumble, no? I mean, Kadosh Baruch Hu built us with this rumbling in the stomach. After a few hours, you want to eat. So I don't know. I never heard of this to convince people to eat. Some people to fast have this trouble convincing them. The guy who may snake only fasted, does he have to fast another day? No, I don't think so. All right, that takes care of Chanukah for the moment. Good, Rabbi Elsa. Let's turn our attention now to Masechta Gittin, and at the end we'll come back maybe for the Parsha and some other minyanim of Chanukah if we have time. Since I born the Sefer Meir Einei Chachomim, what a beautiful Sefer. It's like all about the Seder I get. I'm going to make a number of Ha'aras to the Yazik. I'll leave it there. You can look it up if you want. On this very point. We were discussing, I'm going to mention 3 points to you from three different sifrim he has. You can look it up later if you want. First of all, it's called Pei Aleph. And Pei Aleph, Sefer Meir Einei Chachomim, which is an elaboration of the Seder Aget, he points out on the Sivis, which I just looked up now, I've seen it before also, to refresh my memory, I just looked it up. The Sivis, the Simon Pei Aleph, who says in parentheses, I am the Sivis of Ishpat Kuf Pei Ches of Kot Malaf, Nira the Sphirle, the Kinyan Akbo, Beget, Loman. There's a steering in the Sivis, whether Kinyan Akbo works or doesn't work. The Tzorachir. No cash whatsoever. Kinyan Akbo, quantum in the Sivis works when you do Kinyan Akbo with your hands. That's considered because he says Akbo is with Dinyad. But there's a Kinyan Akbo, which the Sivis is talking about in Kuf Pei Ches Alpha, you didn't do anything. Nothing. You can have Kinyan Akbah. You ever the Gemara Kiddush, the famous one about how you lift an elephant? What does it say? Chavile Zmaros, right? It goes up on some brush. That's also can be called an Akbah. You can have Akbah, you didn't do anything. You cause them to be lifted. That's when it's no good when it comes to get. So the Nesivis didn't say the Kinyan Akbah is within Yad unless your hand's involved. If it's being done with you, whatever, by some other means, that's what he's talking about. That's the Kasha Kushame Karoles. That's no Kasha. That's in Pei Aleph. In Pei Hei, he says something also very interesting. You remember the discussion we saw in Shulchan Aruch, you saw it in Seder Aget, about the meaning of picking up the get. You pick it up to eat Tvachim, just to make sure, 100%, so you pick it up. No, got the wrong one, excuse me. This is in, I made a mistake, Tzadi Dalet. It's instead of I get, it's Pei Hei. We read it together. But this Sefer, this, the next two commas are Sifkoden, Tzadi Dalet, and the Sefer Mei Nechachomen. Well, there, the Gra writes, the reason for picking up the get, this is, read it again, just to make sure. After Simon Kufman Dalet, there's a Seder I get of the Mechab and the Ramo. So the Gra, so in that Seder I get, Os, Pei Aleph, Pei, Hey, it says, Tagbiya Shtei Odel Lamala. She picks up the get and puts her hand up. So the Vilna Gaon Kufchaf Hey says, Kedelik Noso, Umidina Eina Sarach. There's no need it. You can be corner without a Kenyan. Without a hagbo, you don't need it. You don't need it. So I asked her to see the seder I got from Michal Rav Yosefish. Very good. He has a lot of different sukkotans over here. Goes every sneeze is another sukkotan. So after the 235th sneeze, Reish Lam Hei, I think it is. Let's say over here. Say the same thing. The Tagbiyah Shteya. Tagbi, the two hands, lemala gimel tefachim. You pick your hands up, you know, just reach tefachim on. Okay, we didn't say anything really new. That's more or less what it says in the seder I get that we have. But the back of Baruch Frankel has a ha'ora. Then Reish Lamed Hey, it's printed in the back. I think the standard Shulchan Aruch. Din ze tzarach bir lechora. The lechora dive in a sina liyada, k'dich sivin asam liyada. Rav Shiyada Samach Laretz Logar Mi Kalsa. Can you quote the Tosas and Ksuvis? The Afla Shidas Rashi Sham Diyad Konam Din Agbo Mi Komakom Kshayad Lamala Mi Gimel Tvachim In Aretz Have A Tfisa Biyad Agbo. Look at Rashi Bava Metziah Dav Tes and Dav Zayin and in Erevin and in Taz. But he claims, does the Rav Baruch Frankel, that Agbo does not mean you have to literally pick it up, do an action of picking it up. If someone gets something into my hands, and my hands are more than 3 tefachim from the floor, and I'm holding my hand, that's also called a kinyan agbo. Even if it wouldn't be a kinyan yad, as we saw that the post can say, if it sticks out, it's not a kinyan yad. But a kinyan agbo is, even though I have my sagbo. And he quotes quite a few Rishonim who say the same thing. We don't understand why the Mechaber said to actually pick it up. So I saw him here in Tzadi Dalet. He says, you know why? Because not everybody agrees to these Rishonim. There was some, that's why I intuitively thought that way. That Hagbo means you have to do a Maisa Hagbo. A Maisa Hagbo. The one who quotes, who says that, is a Sefer HaMakna. That's the same as our flaw. The Makna was on Kiddushin. The Pinchas Horowitz, the Rebbe Lechsam Sefer. So he wrote this Sefer HaMakna, and he says, it's wrong. Maisa Hagbo is a Maisa Hagbo. So perhaps that's why Rashi, that's why the Shulchan Aruch insists that you pick it up. He doesn't want to rely upon the sheep of Rashi and others, that it's enough to hold it high to be considered in the category of Hagbo. Picking it up, right. The Mechaber said, fair, right, pick it up. So he says, the Mechaber is choshev, it holds like the Hamakna or something like that. He doesn't hold like the other.
But how can the other
I mean, how can I disagree?
How can the Rashi hold that Hagbo just over?
Hold it over, right.
More than
3 times. That's right. You're thinking that Mitzvah should be like the Mechaber and Hamakna. That's what I also thought. But he quotes a whole bunch of Rishonim saying the other way. Anyway, that's item number two. Item number three is the Sarbala story. So we already spoke about the fact that Torah is given as the Kasha. What kind of thing Sarbala? How does that solve any problems? It's too late. She did it. It's Tligita Megabe Karka. How does it help? So we ask the Kasha ourselves, and the Torah is given. Asks the Kasha himself. The question, what's the answer? If there is any. If there is any. Because the Torah's Gittin talks about it. This we saw. So the Torah's Gittin says no. Since he move the get towards her, by definition, it's not considered to be tligitech, even if later on she will, quote unquote, finishes the up the story by putting it under her arm and in her clothes. What's the raya the Torah's getting at? His raya is from our Gemara. Our Gemara talks about the person who moves his hips in a certain way towards her, and she takes it. If he moves his hips towards her and she takes it, it's not considered ligita lalakaka. Here too. That's the Torah's getting proof. As long as you bring it towards her and then she takes it, it's not considered ligita here too. You brought it towards her. She put it in her hand. Let's say the chasaron of kinyan yad, for some reason it sticks out a little bit. So then when she puts it in there in her clothes, so it's considered a kinyan chatz. It's not considered ligita. So he's supposed to marasham. The marasham. Well, the Gedolei Poskim from 100 years ago. He's look, by definition, he says, you have to subscribe to the svara that as long as it started with his action and she finishes it up, it's good enough. Not going to say it. How does he know? Look, he says, we have this idea of Hagbah. Right? We have Hagbah. That works. How does it work? Hagbah ma'at ma'at. The Kaman should need Gimel Tzvachim, which is Amidic. The Kaman the Mitchilal of Kansas should take Hukba Gimel Tzvachim. Name what David Ligitra Megabe Karka. Elevada call Maisa Echot. The Kaman Shaskola Hoysa Mitzido. Mikri Shapra Nesinim. It's all one long action. He started up on his side, and it's a continuation, and it's good enough. That's what the Marasham writes. Of course, the question is really comparable? Is it really comparable? Not so simple. Why? But more than that. More than that. Let me just say what I think we could suggest. We could say as follows. There, it's one long action. The husband gives the get, puts it into her hands. And she starts picking it up. Or the Gemara's case. He starts wiggling his hips towards her, so it gets close to her, and then she takes it. It's one long action. But over here, it's not so simple to consider one action. What's one action? The man gives the get to his wife, and the fact that she puts it under her in her sleeve, that's considered to be one action. In the interim, she's already picked it up, and you know, and some time has elapsed. It's not, you can't consider it to be necessarily one action. You can't compare necessarily the case which the Marsham brought as his raya and the case we are discussing, Yesh L'chalek. It's not so simple that we should compare these cases, but the Maaseh, I'm not saying it's wrong, I'm saying it's a raya, it's not an absolute raya. At kind of wanted to make horrors, 3 hours, this beautiful Sefer Mei Nechachala. Okay? I'm going to show it to you. Good. Now we will go back to what we were discussing yesterday. So we're in the sugya of Nesina Saget, which is a complicated sugya. We already spoke about some of the variables. Is there a requirement for Kenyan or not? And if there is, what's the nature of the requirement? Let's go a little further. We have a Gemara, Beferish, on that Ayin Chesem and Aleph, which talks about the case of someone, based in the Mishnah, of a woman who is sleeping. Nothan the Yodah be Yishena, Neora, she wakes up, Korah, Vareu Gita, Eino Get, Achiyomala, Hei Gitech. What he says to her, that's sufficient. Why is it, what's wrong when she's sleeping? Because she doesn't know what's going on. She doesn't know what's going on. It's worse than a chareshes. When you're sleeping, you'll get much better as soon as you wake up. But right now, your mamish don't know what's flying. You're in another world. Take a look on the Rosh Simon Daled. On the Mishnah itself, Simon Daled is a very short Simon in the Rosh. With a little Zion. The Gora Mechareshes, the Yeshena Lesba Das Klau. There's no wonder she's sleeping. The kotzer amazal, the main I get the other b'shas sheni ora, ain't I get at she itlenu the other the yarzav yitnenu lo, the yom ala hegitech, the chen mistabim, the mashen nasim the other b'shas she yishena, ain't on the sina, kevan the shenafal the other b'shas sheni ora. So it fell down, it's no good. And what do you need? Here's what you need. There's a big difference in the Rosh and the Ramah. The Rosh is saying, sure, if it fell off, it's on the floor, that's not considered to be good. But the Ramah didn't just say, you have to, it has to be back in her lap or in her hand. He said more than that. It didn't say it's never, she picks it up. In other words, let's say she gave it to when she was sleeping. He put it on right on top of her. She was sleeping. And then she turned over, fell on the floor, and she sees what it is, picks it up, and puts it back into her pocket. The Rosh might think that's good, because now it's back in her pocket. But the Ramah says no good. Once it fell on the floor, he has to pick it up, and he has to give it to her. So that's the Ramah. I get the impression it's not enough. She should pick it up on her own. Now, Rabosai, if it's chazal again, very important. If we say, as Reb Chaim has it, that they're two separate and distinct halachas, there's nesina and there's kinyan, and unrelated to each other, can fulfill them separately, then what should emerge is that true, if she wakes up on the floor and she reads it on the floor and never touches it, she's not divorced. But if she picks it up, it should be valid. He put it into her hand when she's sleeping, or on her body, on her clothes. She wakes up and sees it on the floor and she picks it up. That should be good if the two separate halachos. Get the impression from the Ramah that Bris Keturah is incorrect. Because the Bris Keturah says have tzvei dinim, two separate and distinct halachos. The Ramah holds, we spoke about it yesterday briefly, Nesina Arichta. It's the lashon of the Ramah. We have the Ramah. The Ramah was printed on the Masechtah Gittin 10 years ago by Rabbi Shoshana from the Telzi Yeshiva in Cleveland. And he has called Kiddushi Ramah Vashita Sakadmonim on Gittin. And he quotes that lashon from the Ramah. It has to be a Nesina Arichta. So if a Nesina Arichta, once it falls on the floor and she picks it up, then you have a problem. In this particular case, they have a problem. That seems to be the Ramah's perspective on this. Whereas if you held like Reb Chaim, it seems to me that if he gave it to when she's asleep, and then she picked it up, maybe it should be good enough, because two separate and distinct halachas. Perhaps. We'll have to see. But here's the big question. So the big question is, someone who's asleep, do they have a yad, or do they have no yad? That's according to the Brisker. With the vocabulary anyway. So if you look at the Korban Asan al Zion, he says, the Gorame Chareshes, the Chareshes Yodas Lishmar Gita, or Mishamachi Yesh Lo Yad Lizgarish. Abo Yesheno Lesbo Das Klal, Lohochi Ein Lo Yad. Ein Lo Yad. So you can't have the difference. So the Brisket Torah is inoperative. What's the Brisket Torah? You give it to her, she has a yad, you're not calling it till later on. So then if you bifurcate and divide, so you can come to a conclusion, you can give it into her yad, and the kinyan can take place later on by her picking it up, as long as it's called a yad. With the carbon asal saying shot over here in the Rosh and Ramah, that if she's sleeping it's not considered to be a yad at all. Yes, Yehuda. That might mean one of two things. That might mean her yad is a yad, but she's not a bas gerushin for a whole series of reasons. It's no kinyan, it's whatever reason. But to say it's no yad is a much stronger statement. It's a much stronger statement. Okay? You already saw yesterday, and I think we should, we read the Ran. Let's read, we never finished that full Ran. Let me just show the one line. I don't think we read it together. The same one we started yesterday, we read most of it. It's a line which I think should be seen. That's the Ran over here, Dimas Lamas Nisin, on Mem and Aleph, where he says explicitly, I forgot if we read it together. Miyuki Amala Basahochi, Hegite Hafilo Akashabal Yoda Mahani, the Venus and Yoda Karinabe, Afa Gab the Nisina Rishona Lav Klumi, Vuadin Shenos Dula Lashane Pikodon. I mentioned this, I think. Get it to the Pikadon, and then he says afterwards, "Hey Gitech, it's good enough." That's a Chiddush Nifla which the Ran has, because everyone agree to this? Does everyone agree to this? And if it's true, Rav Osai, the reason why it's good, what's the reason it's good? So let me ask you a question. If he gave her the get, the Shem Pikoda, and now the get's on the floor, and he says, Hagiteich, would he have to pick it up and give it to her? Pashas in the Ran is not that way. Because the Ran is saying there wasn't a Sina L'toch Hayad. Once it's in the Sina L'toch Hayad, then, right? Once in the Sina is the L'toch Hayad, then the Chora would be a get. It would be a get. Even the Ramah himself, gentlemen, has cases in which he says this kind of division is possible. I brought the Torah. The Torah quotes a number of them. You may have seen it quoted in Shulchan Aruch and the Beis Shmuel. Let's read it from an earlier source in the Torah in Siman Kuf Lamed Ches. And he's going back to the Ramah. And if you look at these Ramah, he has it. Of course, he could be quoting from the Torah. It's only a Likud. It's not a, they don't have the original Ksav Yad. So, but I'll read you from the Torah itself. It says as follows. Talks about she gave it to when she's asleep. Alright? And she falls off out of her hands. Ain't no get it, she asks if you'd never love the other way to get it. Rama, to Adin, in Masar Modal I get, with the son in law. Hakach Bitla Modal Meritzona, almost his guy should be getting the Satel Lachvar. Ain't Sarich Lags of a little Mimena, Kevin should be Koch, the Sinus Abal Boliada, Afagav the May Koralo Haiva, Bedaito, Litno Lobetoras Gerishin. Doesn't matter. Why? And because there the get is a get. Excuse me. There the yad is a yad. The yad is a yad. Okay? The yad is a yad. He doesn't say you have to, it has to be re-delivered as a subsequent time. See, the Ramah's klal is, if the yad is a yad, the label is all what we call the Sina Richter. No need to take it back from her and then to repeat the Hegidah and give it back to her. The only thing the Ramah said is necessary is when she's sleeping. And as the Korban HaSanal explained, if she's sleeping, it's not considered a Yad at all. Not considered a Yad at all, and then it falls down to the floor, you have to start all over again. Pick it up, give it to her, and say Hegidah. That's what I think the distinction is. We'll come to this in more detail later. Now, the Gemara, and of Ayin Ches, commenting on the Mishnah of sleepy Mishnah says as follows. Ayin Chesam and Alf. The Gemara says, let's read the whole Gemara. Start from the beginning, just a short piece. Ki amala hagita hagitach mayavi habat ligita lagave kaka, which is no good. We saw yesterday, Shalfasa Mechora, Arag Lacharze. Fine. Arag Lacharze. Tanya Nami Yachi, Amala Kinti Shtarchovze, Osha Shalfasa Mechora, Vikor Osova Rehugita, Eno Get, Acha Yomala Hegitech. Divere Rebbe. Rebbe Shimon Ben Elazar, we were saw this once before. La Olam Eno Get, Acha Yitlenu Lemeno, Viyachza Vietnenula. Fiyomala Hegitech. We pass him like Rebbe. It's not necessary. The son of Yadav Yishena. Okay. Neora Vakore Gita Eno Get Shiamala Hegitech. The Rebbe again. Shimala Zomer Achit Leno Amen of Yachtu Denalo. Yamala Gitech. And they got a Trichusa. Fine. So again, we assume that we pass like Rebbe. That the original Nesina is considered to be a valid Nesina. As long as they Hegitech afterwards. Fine. Amar Rava, last 4 lines before the mission. Kosav Lagef and the son of Biyad Avda Yoshein Umisham Raso Hareza Get. Ever is sleeping and she's watching him, she's in charge, she's a good chotzer, and they're divorced. Neyar is awake, ain't no get. Why? Tavale chotzer mishtamer shalom ledaita, because she's not in charge. The Ever's in charge. He's awake, he do what he wants, he run away. Yoshein Umisham Arto, if the Eved is sleeping and she's watching. Hareze get. In fact, more hareze get is good. Why is it good? Chotzer ma'alechasi. For chotze ma'alechas lo kona. A walking chotze cannot be kona. V'chitem ha'yoshin shiny. Maybe the fact that the evidence of sleep makes a difference. No. For amar rabba kos yiluk ma'alech lo kona. Omei v'yoshev lo kona. And here, the fact that he happens to be asleep, so what? It's still considered ma'alechas. Answer, well, you're right. V'hilchasa b'kofus. Rashi shekek b'kofus. She'eino roya l'halech b'hu kama rabba d'avi get. So when Rava said, Yoshin, there is a get, talk about kofus. So what do you need, Pashto Gemara? You need kofus v'yoshin. The Pashto Gemara has to be, you have to be tied up to avoid the problem chotem ma'alechas, and has to be yoshin to take care of the problem of mishtamer shalol l'dayt. So you need both kofus v'yoshin. That's Pashto Gemara. Yes, Ellie?
I understand exactly why the Gemara seems to be able to say this. Rava says, if you're sitting, you're standing, that's the chatzar and malachas, therefore Yashin is also malachas. There's a difference. If a guy is sitting there standing, he'll just as easily be walking. A guy who's sleeping now is not conscious. He can't.
All right, he can wake up in a minute. You're right. You're right. But he could wake up. You're right. Yeah, Asher.
I don't know if you still understand it, but I understand what's real different between Yashin and Kapha.
Kapha is tied up. He can't move.
The state that he's in both cases.
Can't walk. Apparently, can sleepwalk. Ah, I didn't think of that. Yeah. Ever see sleepwalkers? You have a dorm room, so I got a dorm roommate who started walking in the sleep? Yeah, it's scary. Yeah? It's not a good walk in the sleep. Has anyone in this room ever seen it? Yeah. It's a little scary, you know? They get up and start walking in the sleep. They start talking also.
Talking.
Walking and talking. Well, talking is more common. Yeah, you heard talking in the sleep. It's my simple call. Yo! I don't know if I'm guilty of that myself. I don't know. But people talk in their sleep. But walk in their sleep, I say, it's not as common, but it's been known to happen. So I say, let's look at Iran, Rabosa. Iran comments on this Gemara as well. Iran is page 80, gentlemen. Iran is page 80. Ran page 80. Quote our Gemara. He assumes he needs covers for Yosha. That's a Pasha Pasha. Third wide line. Vacherim Pirishin Ochikama. Vilkos of the Yosha Lokona Elokokokos. Vim Ochikokos and Mesherosa are raised a get. Ain't no covers, ain't no get. The Kokokokos, Bain Neir, Bain Yosha, and have a get. Chinas around Mamzal. So once he's tied up, then it's considered to be a get, even if he's awake. Ve'ena b'chuv, he doesn't like. What did Rambam say? Because if a guy is tied up, so who's in charge? He's mishtam al da'ato, because he's awake? Nah, he's tied up. He's tied up in that, so she's the one who's mishtam al da'ato. Alright, technical detail is a little sort of mishtam. Let's put that aside for the moment. V'yod d'var matmin, the Rambam. She'kosad nosno bi'ara eved u'yoshen, he misham rosso. Or is it get puzzle? For you do all of your klal shelo, shekol mokom shu maski puzzle ain't no element of sofrim. This is loteitze. Vezumi nailo. Why? It should be considered to be a chotzer ma'alechas. What's the answer, Abosai? The answer is you go to Tamidim in the Shir asked it, but you're very smart Tamidim. You have a comment to the Rambam. You asked, what do you mean? Kol she'ilu ma'alech. But this guy's sleeping. Not someone sitting there like this. He's sleeping. So you're right, midaraisa. But not by the Rabbanah, so the Rambam said. But the Raisi, the Tanina are right. It's not considered a Mahalech, because he's sleeping. But the Rabbanah, you're not right. The Rabbanah, since he could get up and sleepwalk, or whatever, wake up and walk, some of the Rabbanah is considered Mahalech. Excellent. Your Hara is very good to answer the Rambam. So the only story of the Rabbanah. Because of, this is the most important part. Shem, Eino Kofus Vineir, Konso Ha'evit, because he acquired a slave with the Shem Atonah. Ve'ena mugureshet shagia get liyada mashma the sviole to the Rambam. Shem nitalasa min ha'eved migureshes. Veraz mezal mistapik im tzorach shit leno abal v'yachzav yidnenelo. The kishen nitalasa he dilma havalek et liyita megab bekarka. Whoa, a major dispute now. He gave it over to an Eved. The Eved was not in his proper state. He wasn't tied up. He wasn't asleep. Whatever it was. And therefore, the get is no get at that point in time. Later on, she wakes up. Later on, she wakes up and puts the get ends up in her hands. Is that good enough or not? The Rambam says yes, and the Rajba says no. And the Ran is noted that she does a Rajba. Oh. What are they fighting about? Why the Tigidach? Here's Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim goes on this. I made a reference to it two times. Here's where the original source of Reb Chaim is. Reb Chaim says like this. What are they fighting about? What is the chesaron of Chotzer Mahaleches? What's wrong with it? So Rashi says above a Metzia Daftes, Chotzer Mahaleches HaKonos, you can't watch it. Well, you know, it has a mind of his own. You can't watch it. Someone who's walking around. So the only chesaron of Yeshivas Rashi is Eino Mishtamel L'Daifta. One of the klalim for a chotzer to be konen, it has to be something which is being watched by the recipient, on behalf of the recipient, under the aegis of the recipient. It's called mishtamel data of the recipient, of the person that wants to be konen. That's very nice. But, Rabosai, but it's still called a yad. A yad is chotzer mishim yad. It's not konen. Okay. But the chotzer mishim yad. So Reb Chaim has this brilliant idea, which he mentioned already before. We can split up the Nesina from the Kinyan and say, look, the Nesina was a valid Nesina in these kinds of cases. The Kinyan is lacking, true. The Kinyan can happen later on, even if the Kinyan is made by her. It doesn't matter. V'nasa b'yoda. Let's say v'hikna b'yoda. V'nasa b'yoda. So you have the Nesina, which took place already, and later on, the Kinyan happens, no matter whose initiative. It doesn't make a difference. That's Reb Chaim's Yisod. And Reb Chaim goes further than that. So the Rashba doesn't argue in principle. The Rashba does not argue in principle. The Rashba agrees to it. But I asked this here, Tosis, and not Chaf Aleph, I don't know if you got that from the Ma'am Kamas. Who saw the Tosis Chaf Aleph yet? Not too many people. All right. I'm trying to be very slow and deliberate this again. I'm not running, you know, I'm staying in one place. I'm not going anywhere. I'm Yotze might going somewhere physically. I don't have to go dapping. All right. I'd much rather go cover Dapin and stay in one place, but that's how it is. The Sugya Chaf Aleph already saw yesterday a little bit, or the day before. There's a Tosis here on Chaf Aleph and Aleph. Tosis says over here, discussing the question of what's considered a Chotzer Midin Yad, Midin Shlichus. So our Gemara said, in the course of the discussion of what Yad is, right? So the discussion of the Yad. Well, the Chotzer Midin Yad of Midin Shlichus. The middle of the whole context, Tosis talks about the Gemara of Metzia Daf Yud. It's no worse than shlichus. Okay? So they ask a kasha, we ask a word within shlichus. V'ye shloma. The daf klin shalom b'fanav arminon v'lo gora mitshlichus liknos v'midi d'schus ulo. Avol shpishar dvarim b'inan duvya d'yoda. In some cases, you need duvya d'yoda mamash, no substitute. You can't say that Shalom b'far is going to be shlichus. Diyim lo kain, says Tosis. Chotzer ma'alechas amai lo kona. Tiknin mitam shlichus. Kimo shliach ma'alech. Afal gavdi mitam yad lo koni. Okay. So Tosis, you get an impression from Tosis that, it's an impression, that chotzer ma'alechas is not a yad at all. Not the pshat, that Malech is not an independent shortcoming. Just another way of saying, Eina Mishtaim Aladaita. No. The impression conveyed from Tosis is that Malech is not called a Yad at all. Why not? Because a Yad, doesn't move from the body. Where the Chotza Malech does move from the person who owns the Chotza Malech, the master of the slave. The slave is running away from the master, moves away. The arm doesn't run away from the body. So it's not comparable. So if the Tosis here is, if the implication is correct, or you can say it on your own without the Tosis, it's not considered to be a Yad whatsoever. That's the case, that's Shita Tiran and the Rashba. They all agree to Reb Chaim's premise, that we can split off the Nesina from the Kinyan. for Nasa B'yodan and Kinyan later on. So what they're arguing about is, what's the chesaron of Malechus? Is Malechus not considered to be a Yad at all? That's Shita Sarashbo of Aran, which is perhaps the Tosfos means over here. In which case, nothing happened. You can put it in her hand, which in the hand of a moving Eved, so you can put it down in the street. So you have to start all over again, take it back and give it to her. Whereas according to Rashi, no! Chatzim Alechas is a chatzim. Just that, and it's even a yad. Just that, and a mishtam aladaita. So therefore, the Nesina has already been fulfilled, and the kidney can happen later on. That's Rav Chaim's mahalach in this sugi. So Rav Chaim's mahalach. Okay. How do we pass in the halacha in this discussion? How do we pass in the halacha? So the Shulchan Aruch, it's in the Kuf Lamed Tes, is what to say about this. Okay, so Rav Chaim's point is clear. It's a famous Rav Chaim. That's just important to, if you want to see the stencil. Yes.
We said that
the
Ran is also agreeing to that.
The Rashi and the Ran agree in principle to the Rambam, says the Reb Chaim, but they hold that they're not sure, frankly. They don't say it definitively. Maybe a chotzer malechus lokana doesn't just mean lokana. It's the way the Rambam has it, that it's a chotzer shel mishtam al daita. So it's considered a chotzer, but just that it doesn't work because she's not in control of it. It's walking around. No! According to them, Chotzer Malech is not called a Yad at all. Not a Yad! There's no less of a Yad at all. That's why nothing happened and started all over again. But the principles, I agree.
We said the Ran, we were quoting before we did the wildlife, the Ran with the Shleach Lavo. The Ran himself said that it's no good. Why? Because the Shleach Lavo is not. I mean, I'm assuming we can say, why
didn't
they work for this?
The
idea of
Klein
splitting the whole
one. All right, okay. Steering the Ran, you're saying. Hmm? We saw the Ran tells no from the split. Oh, if he does not from the split, then that would be another reason why it wouldn't work over here. But even if he held from the split, the Ran was saying, still, here it's not considered to be a Yad at all. That could be pshat. Now, the Shulchan Aruch and Simmons Kuf Lametes Sif Yud Ches. Kosev Aget ben the son of Yad Avdo, the Kosev Lashtar Matan Alof, Kevin she zoksa be'evet zoksa be'get v'niskashon. If I have kofas. V'ein a kofas, v'neir, kon so evet, v'ein a megureshis at she'agia get li'yoda. Doesn't say he has to take it back and give it to us. So he's quoting from the Rambam. The Mechab holding the Rambam. Fine. The Beis Shmuel Kedarka quotes the dispute the center of you. He quotes the Rashba. A Rashba around the Stapku. After the tzorach likach mimena b'litul naget, t'ilokena b'kligitul mega b'karka, came in the tchilas anasina, lo hoya min the sinasina. Fine. But then he has to steer on the Rashba. The Rashba himself holds, in the case we just quoted earlier in the simin, in nos and the chatzera, v'ilo hoysa shom, mahanik shom ha-kakach ha-giteich, v'yein tzorach litul naget, Velita and Liyada, she does a Rashba. No, still in the Rashba. What is the answer? Bishim Sham, I said, Nasina Kamaisa, Kilanas and Liyada. Viaksha, he ball, Lisham, Migureshes. Avokan, Adayan, or Evet, Eno Kofus. What's the distinction? If I put it in her chatzah, she's not there. If the woman is not there, right, what do we say? Chatzera, the pashtus. In order for chatzah to work by gittin, the din yad needs smucha. Right? Not there. It's not there. Whoa. Hold on a second. But if later on she walks near the chatzah, so now she's omedes b'tzal chatzera. So now it's going to be good. Now it's going to be good. But in our case, the Rashba says, we give it to the Eved who's not tied up, not asleep, as the case may be. In those kinds of cases, it is worse. Why? Because the Eved and the who's not tied, is walking around, the Rashba holds that Chotzer Malach is not considered to be a Yad at all. But over here, he seems to be saying, and it's a problematic statement, that's what he seems to be saying, the Rashba, the Beis Shmuel seems to just sort of swallow it, that if the man puts the get in the yard and she's nowhere to be seen, she's nowhere near the yard. Afal pi kein, it's considered an espinosan biyada. And later on, when she comes to the yard, it would be valid. Who argues in that? The Ramah. Ramah afilu ki agavda yesh loma delo mahani. The Ramah says that he puts it in her yard and she's not there. And later on, she comes there. It's no good. It's a machlokas between the Ramah on one hand and the Rashba on the other hand. The Rashba has an inconsistency. Because the Rashba here in the case of he put it into her hand when she's sleeping says it's not enough that she gets it later on. He has to give it to her from scratch later on. Over here in the case in which she's not near the chatzer, here the Rashba seems to say that if at a later time she just walks near the chatzer, that would be good. So it's a steer in Rashba. It's the Beis Shmuel has a steer in Rashba. 1 second, I'll read you one more line and I'll answer your question. He says over here, Nishma mizeh, himo eved achakachu kofus, v'hi omedes etzlo, v'agad adayin v'yad ha'eved, migureshes. But if what? He gave it to an eved who was loose, unloose. And again puts it in his pocket. And then we tie up the get a knot. So then it should be good. Then it should be good. Ulamah, even that may not be any good. That's what the Beis Shmuel ends up. What's your question, Ellie?
Why isn't it in her chatzah, which is no good? And then she walks up
to
it and now it's good.
So according to the Ramah, in fact, it's no good. Ramah says it's no good. But the Rashba says, apparently, he supposedly holds it would be good. So the question is, why is it tligite? That's a refrain. In this sugya, you ask every minute, you ask, why is it tligite? What's presumably the answer? What's the answer? Let's assume that for a moment that the Rashba holds that although she's not standing there, it still has been a v'yad. So you already have been us and the other. Rabbosai, it fits beautifully with Rab Chaim. What did Rab Chaim say? That in principle, the Rashba is the same as the Rambam. He's arguing in detail. He says, Chotzer Malechas Lokon is not called a yad at all. But Chotzer, which ain't the Lomedes Smukhalo, is called a yad. Just that it's not Mishtamer. Something along those lines. So the Benosser was already fulfilled. So I think it's a shot. So it fits in very nicely with Rab Chaim. To the contrary, Rab Chaim is in great shape.
Can you say the full contrary of Chaim that a Chotzer Malechas is something as
according to Shita's Rambam, that's why I quote the Rambam later on. Yeah. We're not discussing the Beis Shmuel's question against the Rashba.
I know, but
Rambam
is changing
his Shita.
The Rashba
agreed
to.
No, the Rashba and Rambam agree in principle that if I can find a case which is called the Yad, but it's not Conan, you fulfill with us and the other, and the Kinyan up later on by his initiative or by her initiative, it makes no difference. So writes the Reb Chaim. And Rashba says it's not called the yad at all.
And Rashba says it's in Mishnah. She's not there.
Exactly. So everything's fine. So far, it's fine and dandy. The truth is, this Rashba we can talk about, the Ran was unhappy in a similar case. The Torah's getting points this out. Let's take a look in the Ran. This is the earlier Ran. The Ran, I think the first one of the Maamar comes. Here's the Ran. Everyone see the Ran? It's on page Mem Amun Aleph. Above side. Page Mem Amun Aleph. He quotes the Gemara. The Rif quotes the one Baba Metzia. Take a look on the Rif just to get a preview of what the Ran's talking about. The Rif is the last two lines of page 78. Very nice. So the Ran is the top line of page Mem. So let's get by Chod the Chovula. Look at he's saying now. It's not considered to be a yad. So then you don't need smucha. So then what's the other side? The third line. She backed out. That whole story. She yelled, she backed out. They close to Rajba, the fourth narrow line. Aval in Nasano Kvar Bachatzera, Shemish Tameris. We have Yoshi Tzipori. Quite a difference. Vamala Hegitech Bachatzera. The Amra, what did she say? Tiskili or Tiskali Chatzeri, Bazu Nira de Megureshe. Wow. Rabosa. What is he saying over here? It's going to be a valid get. What's the case? The chatzis is 100 miles away. And she makes the three magic words, Tiskali Chatzeri, it's valid. And he quotes a Yerushalmi. Tiskali Chatzeri Sheba'aku. So Nasas Kamisha Oysa Yoda Aruka. Wow. It's a pretty long hand. It extends across the country. There it's a stroll. It's Aku. Ala Binyan says, Zoxalo Chatzeri Mugureshes. That's what he says. Good question. She has it locked up. It's all locked, and she has the key. Hold on a second. One second. What's the case over here? It was first thrown into her yard, and then she says, Tiskali Chatzeri. The Rashi was a low oat. I can be a bigger chiddush. Afilu lo nasta shamadayim. El shamahi is rokli giti bechatzeri. V'tiskali chatzeri, mashmali de megureshes. Why is that a bigger chiddush? Because in the first case, when it gets there already, and she says tiskali chatzeri, she can't back out. It's chal instantaneously. In the second case, where she said tiskali chatzeri before he threw it in, maybe she backed out in the interim. That's what's a bigger chiddush. Fine. Says the Ran. That's the Rashi. Adkan the Rashi. Says the Ran. No. He thinks that the Ran is Yushalmi. Of Yoda Richter, the last narrow line, is Bechagabna Basra Odifu. Fakir, that's better. What the Rashba considered to be a bigger Kiddush, that it's good? So the Rashba, no, it's a smaller Kiddush. That's a much better case. Why? Shomali Mitchilas Rok, first wide line. Zrok Linkiti Mitiskali Chatzeri. Bechakab Zorkulasha. That's good. The Nosa Biyoda. Dilu Bahu Gabna Kamo Sharaza Mechashiv Yosef. The one the Rashba thought is better. Which is even a better case. He doesn't understand. The Ran is worried. What's he worried about? He doesn't say the words. What's he really worried about? No, you're famous for fame. What's he worried about? What happened? He threw the get into her yard. Later, she says, Tiskali Chatzeri. It's too late. This is already thrown into the yard, but she wasn't, it's a chobula, she wasn't standing there by, no shlichas, no yads, nothing. Too late to say later on, tiskali chatzeri. That's the Ran's cash in effect. It should be pligitech, megabe kak. What's the answer, Rabbi Osai? What's the answer? A very serious question. So the Torah's getting asked this question. And he says as follows. An interesting answer he gives. We have to go back now to a Tosfos which we sort of glossed over. We didn't understand it at all. Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. We read it, but full grasp we don't really have. The closest we have is with all the earth movers. The earth movers. Do you want to answer what Ellie's earth mover is? We have officially a word, an earth mover. It became on the web. We saw what an earth mover is. What did Tosfos say again? The case in which she was kona bechazav, she was kona bechotzer. V'lo havi k'mot liyidra megabe karka, and it tosses the tazel at the end, and ayin zayin amud beis. The kevin shaget bo merishus ha'ba'al erishusah, havi ki'ilu nisano lo. since the I gave him the mushroom during the earth movement. He's pulling the ground underneath the get from his being his to being hers. It's like giving her the get. It's like giving her the get. It's like giving her the get. So now, Rabosai. Her chatzer. Okay? Her chatzer. That's the case the Rashi was talking about. Her chatzer. So the Ranis, it's effectively Gitech. Says the Rashba, you know, says the Torah is going to defend the Rashba, you know why it's not the Gitech? It's exactly the same as our Tosis. Look what happened over here. Look what happened. So this is deep Torah's Gitech. What happened over here? You have a get, she throws into her chatzer. It's her chatzer. She's not there. So she's not there, so she's not in the good presence right now. It's not Omer, it's Esau Chatzer, it's all Chatzer. Fine, she's not divorced. What happens now? She says a pronouncement. Tiskili Chatzeri. So the Torah is given. At that split second, all the bells go bzzz. What does that mean? The chatz used to be his chatzer. You know it was hers, but we saw the first half. Masha Kansa Isha Kona Baila. Now at one split second in time, when she says Tiskali Chatzeri, two things happen. The chatzer becomes hers, and the get becomes hers. It's again a kind of a gita v'chatzer bonki echad. So what happens according to the Torah is gitten, and now the Meluim says it even in a more radical fashion. Two gedolim say the same thing, the two contemporaries. That in effect, whatever you say, gita v'chatzer bonki echad, you are not overcome the problem of the gita. I repeat, whenever you apply the principle of gita v'chatzer bonki echad. So what happens? Earth movers. That is because the chatzer now goes from him to her, so that's considered an earth mover, and therefore the get can be valid. It's considered a valid asina when he, instead of putting the get into her yard, he's in effect moves the earth from being his to being hers. The get's in the middle of the earth and gives it to her. So it's gevaldik. That's how the Torah's getting the defense of Rashba over here. Sure. What happened? He put it to her chatzer. She wasn't there. She says tishli chatzeri 5 minutes later, an hour later, a day later. At that moment in time, you have the in effect the earth mover. That the chatzer, which was is leperus, now becomes hers. To gita v'chatzer bon ki echad meridik bon ki echad. So writes the Torah's Gid. So writes the Torah's Gid. No. Why did Emily argue? You're those who argue. The Rana doesn't listen to like it. Here's what the Torah's given suggests. Wait a minute. It wasn't quite the same as the case we spoke about earlier. Why? The case we spoke about earlier, the classical case of earth movers, the original case, what happened? The Eved belonged to him. The Chatzah belonged to him outright. It was totally his. And what did he do? He wrote a Rishtam HaTana on this Chatzah and then gave it to her. That's what we say, earth mover. Because the earth, literally the earth, the chatzer, which belonged to me outright, is now being moved, transferred over to her, then we say that's considered to be a valid nesina. And that's the case in 9 Zion and Beis as well. It's his chatzer, totally his free and clear, and now it's moving over to her with Kenyan Chazaka. Okay. It's also considered to be sufficient if he toasts. But the case we're describing now, no, it's her chatzer. True, masakon seisha kona baila with respect to Paris. Apparently, those who argue on the Rashba, maybe the Rama as well, they say no. They say that's not considered to be sufficiently earth moving, earth shaking. Why? Because it was always hers. True, it was his leperosa. But the fact that his leperosav, and now that the peros no longer exists, is not powerful enough. That is not powerful enough. That's what it says. That's the Torah says, that the Torah's getting explained. This being the case, look at the following paradox. What an interesting paradox. What will happen, if you have a case, listen carefully, of a sadeh with a lebal reshus peperos. He wrote a din advarim. He made a prenuptial. Then it's varam endim in a chasayin, a parasayin, a parasayin at all. That's it. Okay, Rabbi Osai. He doesn't have the right, doesn't have the right to the papers. Then he'll put the get into her chatzar. And then she'll say, Tiskeli Chatzeri. What do you say? Good or no good, what it is? No good, the Choladeus. Because the whole fur white isn't the point of the rash, but why? Earth movers, earth shakers, who transfer the chatzar from being his leperis to being hers leperis at the moment of the get. That's why it's going to go under the Rashi. But in the case in which the husband did not have the right to peris, so was hers free and clear beforehand, then paradoxically it wouldn't work. Paradoxically it wouldn't work. Why wouldn't it work? Because there's no earth moving. It was hers from the very beginning. Yeah. Yeah, but she's not there. He's staying 50 feet away, so 50 miles away. That's Tiskeli Chatzeri, he says, would not work. And the Torah's Gittin says, that's what the Ramah means. There's a Ramah which is quoted by the Tur. Had she been there, she would work. But she's far away, and when she says the magic words, Tiskeli Chatzeri, it's no good. The Torah's Gittin says, that's what the Tur means, that he quotes the Ramah. See if I can find it. Kids, I'll tell you what he says, and we'll see if I can find it inside. As the Ramah, here we go. This is the Torah in Sinu Kuf Lamed Tesef Beis. Kosa the Ramah. Im nosen aget b'chatzeiro b'chakach bo'osham. The typo here. In the Shulchan Aruch, there's a typo. It says bo, should be quite a typo. Instead of bo, should be bo'o. How do I know so? Because the someone pointed it out. I put it above here. He says, if you look at the original, it says Bo'o, Beis Aleph Hey, not Beis Aleph. Difference between day and night. Bo'o Shom, V'yomala Hareza Gitech, Afal Pi Shadayin Aget Shom, Eino Migureshes. It's no good in this kind of a case. It's no good in this kind of a case. Okay. 1 second. Ain't a Megoresh, as the Torah says, okay? Torah quotes in the Ramah. Okay? Then he goes further. Again, the Be'inon, Shetehei Smucha Lakotze B'Shas Tesina Saget Lasof. V'chein, here's one. V'chein, V'gita V'chatzera Bo'en Kiyechot. What's v'chein? He's repeating himself twice. It's a tour of this repetition. First he says, "Kosta v'ramah im nosan aget v'chatzera," and he wasn't, and she wasn't there. It's no good. Then he adds the same thing again. Gita v'chatzera v'bon ki echad. Again, she has to be there, and otherwise, it's no good. What's going on? It's a repetition, redundant. Says the Torah's getting the Chiddush Pshat, not so Poshut. And in the first case, the Ramah meant the case in which it was hers free and clear. Chatzeira, total Chatzeira. He doesn't have any Paris. He doesn't have any Paris, Rabbi Osai. Then we said, even the Rashi would agree that it's no good. So the Torah starts slowly. So at first, the case where it's hers free and clear, everyone agrees it's no good. Then, even in the case later on, of Gita v'chatzer bon kiach, because he had the payers before, even that's no good. Why is it no good? The Rashi said that it's considered good, it's considered enough of an earth mover with respect to payers. And the Ramah said that's not called an earth mover. It's only if it's payers. Earth was only Gufa Chatzar, as in the case of the Gemara where it was his Chatzar. But her Chatzar, though there's a little bit of shaking of the earth, but it's not moving. It's only earth shaking, not earth moving. It's only shaking with respect to Paris. It's not considered to be earth moving. That's what he says in these two consecutive phrases. If you want to look it up with data yourself, the tour, Kuf Lametes, Sif Beis. Yeah.
I think we also just say what we said was Rav Chaim in the Rashba. You can say the Ran is arguing. Once again, the Ran disagrees with the whole premise.
The Ran disagrees with the premise of Nesim and Kinyan?
Yeah, that's why he's questioning that. Well, how does it work according to Rashba? Rashba feels that you can't. Like, we'll have it.
Well, the Ran, before the Ran was like the Rashba. But now we're saying the Ran is arguing with the Rashba. The Rashba said that it's good with statistically Chatzeri, and the Ran screams, no. Why not? Because it's Pligitech, presumably. Now, this is the Torah's Gittin, right? The Avnei Meluim, who was, like I told you, a contemporary, said it in even a much more radical form. More radical form. And that's this I do have with me today. Avnei Meluim says it more radical. It says in Simen, Kufla, Mates, Sivkot, Yud Beis. He said, you know, first of all, he said, look at the Mordechai. That's why I asked you to see this. Let's look at that Mordechai, as a matter of fact. Okay? What is it? Kuf, Lamed, Gimel. Two lines, but it's, he had two lines. Tosas just said, not to give the why, since it came, Bar Mishra saw, Baal Mishra saw, healing the son of them, earth movements. But what does the Mordechai add? Mordechai says, to give the Megabe Kaka. No kasha. What he says? Keva and the Gita v'chatzera bo and kiyechot havale kiilu zeroko v'chatzera, as if he threw it directly into a chatzera. Again, among the lines of Atos, but he says it even more strongly, as if he threw it into her chatzera. Oh. Now, again, he says exactly the same thing. Does the Avnei Meluim? As his contemporary, the Torah is given. Why? What's shot in the Rashba? Because since he had the Paris, and now he no longer has it, so it's considered to be Gita v'chatzera, in effect, born kiyechot, and Gita v'chatzera, born kiyechot, automatically overcomes any problem we have of pligitech. In fact, I've an unbelievable kasha. So what's wrong with chatzera b'le'achamikan? Somebody asked this kasha yesterday. I forgot who it was. Without realizing all this, somebody asked me this kasha sort of intuitively. What does it mean, Chatzer B'Achamikan? A man puts the get into Reuven's chatzer. And then Reuven transfers the chatzer with the get together to the wife. So that's no good. Chatzer B'Achamikan. Why is it no good? Why is it no good? Since we should apply the principle of Gita V'Chatzer Bon Kiyachat, maybe it should be good. Amazing Chiddush. Let's take a look at the way he asked the kasha. So we should say, therefore, Gita v'chatzera bon kiyechot. An interesting question. What's he asking? What's chazir? What's the case we saw yesterday? What's me chazir v'achamikan? X is divorcing. Avram is divorcing Sarah, and he puts the get into Reuven's yard, and Reuven then gives the yard with the get over to Sarah. No good. Am I correct? Is that the case? That's right. The chatzah comes to her later on, after they get ready there, but put it by the husband when he gave it to Reuven. Why is it no good, he says? Let's say, Gita v'chatzera, bon kiyechot. Wow, that's the question. Why is that? Let me read you the Lashon of Avnei Meluim. I'll read you his Lashon and see if we can figure what he means. I'm not so sure his kasha is a kasha to begin with. I'll read you his Lashon. He says, look, Gemara says, "V'yechatzer masha kasi shekana b'ayla." umasik the gita the chatzer bo anki echad. You can call a chatzeres habos loli achamika. Harayim mishubodas lebal leperis. Let's say there would be no get there. There'd be no get. Reuven gives Sarah a gift of a chatzer. It's right on the Meshuvah the Baal of Paris. Yeah, right? So therefore we should say, says Avnei Meluim, Gita v'chatzera bo'en ki'echot. V'chol hecha de bo'en ki'echot tzula avit l'gita v'gav ekar. That's his kash. I would have given a simple answer. I would have said, all the cases of Gita v'chatzera bo'en ki'echot means it's coming from him, from the husband. So we say bo'en ki'echot. Here, what's happening? Did the husband ever acquire the rights to Paris over here? Never. Never had the rights to Paris in this chatzah. Why? It belonged to Reuven. At the split second that Reuven is giving it to Sarah, so what happens? So Sarah, potentially, if it would work, would become divorced and acquire the field at the same time. Avram would have no piece of the action. So you can't say Gita v'chatzer b'anekhat overcomes pligitech. That's only in the case where the chotzer is coming from the husband to the wife. Here it's coming from Reuven to the wife. That's how I would have answered this question. But he apparently thinks he can have this unbelievably convoluted case. In other words, within all the vasachas, what's happening in effect? Reuven gives the field to Sarah. This field rebounds back to Avram, the husband, and rebounds right back to Sarah, and we say, that's how I think David Lewis is assuming this question. A rebound. It took quite a in no time. Reuven gave the field to Sarah. Sarah, we know it has to belong to for Paris to Avram. Then, in effect, it goes right back because it's a get there. So Gita v'chatzer bo'en ki'echot. Who said you say that in the first place? That's what he's assuming. Or something along those lines. What's his teretz? Came in the mashkachas l'chatzer b'lav tama de Gita v'yoda bo'en ki'echot. Kegon. Shekosav lo bala din dvarim ein li b'nechasayich. So had he written, had he done that, ein li b'nechasayich l'perisayim. So then what would happen when Reuven's field would go to Sarah? It would be Sarah straight out, and Avram would never get his hand on it, not even for a split second. Then he wouldn't say, bon ki echad. So they made exer in all cases. Or to this kind of a case. That's what Avnei Meluim says. A remarkable, remarkable din. That's what he says. And the Torah's Gittin wouldn't go that far. Because the Torah's Gittin insists that the get has to come into a chatzah through the Tzivui HaBaal. Right? And you don't have it over here. It's coming from Reuven. Avnei Meluim goes further than that. Unbelievable Avnei Meluim. He says, you know what? On Ayin Zayin, the Gemara and the Shaila of Gita V'yoda Bokiyah. Remember that Gemara before Rabbi rejected it by Evid? So the quote of the Havadina, you'll never have to eat it. Never, ever, ever have to eat it. Why? You'll put the get on the ground, say, Tligitech, she'll pick it up. At the moment she picks it up, what's going to happen? Her hand, which was his, is becoming hers. So that every single case, there'll never be a Tligitech. He says, Enochanai, but that's not the Maskan. That's what he says. It's Kedush in the floor. Yes, Yehuda.
Did we say
that you have a husband of the Yehuda? Right, but the Yehuda, the Perosa, whatever level of Perosa. Who's Peros? Yeah, the Maskan. Okay, you're talking about the Maskan. The Maskan is not that way, but in the Havamina. That's what he says. We thought it was Doraisa, right? Xer Otu, he's saying it's Xer. So you ask a kasha. Could be. I'll call upon him. One thing is clear. The Torah is getting the man that the earth mover be Mitzivri Abba. So he's not going to be bothered by the kasha of the Achamika. Even though the Lumu does not require it, still we thought of a terrace. It's not really an earth move in the classical sense. But okay, that's his kasha, he gave a terrace. Now, remember we saw that with the Beis Shmuel? The Beis Shmuel said like this. Listen to what he said. The Beis Shmuel said, listen very carefully, please. The Beis Shmuel says, Nishma Mizeh, Himo Ever Achakach Hu Kopus, Vyomedes Etzlo, Forget a dying beyond a eved migureshes. What happens? He put the eved's hand, but the eved is not tied up. And subsequently, the eved becomes tied up. So the Beis Shmuel says that it would be valid. Why? Tligita bring up a car. Tligita. Why should it be good? Answers the Torah's Gittin. No. The Eved, he says the Eved is considered his Eved. Either totally his Eved or with respect to Paris, his Eved. Okay? So then, when he gave the Eved with the get, so the Eved became in effect, the Eved of the Isha. And what do we say? Gita v'chatzera, born kiyechon. All right. It's not chal yet because the eved was mahaleches, right? But still, the still apparently part of the principles. Says the Torah is getting of born kiyechon to overcome the problem of kligitach me'agabe karka. So at this point in time, when she acquires the Eved, because the Eved is kafus, and until it was kafus, she wasn't divorced yet, so the Eved belonged to the other with respect to parents. Now that he suddenly becomes tied down, so now we say that it's everything transfers at once. The get is hers, the Eved becomes totally hers, they overcome the problem of Tligita Megabe Kak. That's what he writes in the Sefer Torah's Gittin. So I was thinking, this will answer perhaps the Kasha of the Rashba, against the Rashba. The Beis Shmuel is a steer in the Rashba. Steer in Rashba. What's a steer in Rashba? In one case, the case when she's sleeping, Rabosai, in the case when she's sleeping, excuse me, I'm sorry about that. The case in which the Eved is not tied down, or the Eved is awake, so the Rambam said, as soon as she gets the get, it's a valid get. And the Rashi and Rambam say, maybe not. The Rashi and Rambam say, maybe not. Right? That's what we saw that. The Rambam quote, the Rashi was not sure. It's maybe not be true. But on the other hand, in the case in which Tiskili Chatzeri, the Rashi says that it is good. So Stir and Rashi. We saw the two Rashi ourselves. We saw them back to back. We saw them both today. Two Rashi. That's Chazir again, the two Rashi. In one case, the case we gave the get into the Eved. But the Eved is untied or is awake and they're awake. So the Rambam said it's good if it gets into her hands ultimately, and the Rambam says, no! You need a new Nesina. But in the case in which she's not standing near the Sadeh and it's put into the Sadeh, and then she says the magic three words, Tiskili Chatzeri, there the Rambam says you don't need a new Nesina. So see it. That's the Beis Shmuel's kasha, in effect, Kuflamatest. Do you need a Kuflamatest? Do you need a, make up your mind. Do you need a new Nesina, or do you not need a new Nesina? That's the kasha. Do you, or don't you? Make up your mind. Do you, or don't you? So how can we answer the kasha? As follows. When he wrote a Rishtar Matana on the Eved, which was not Kofos, right? So he said, Chotzim Alechas Lokona. And how did the Rashi say Lokona according to Rav Chaim? Because it's not considered her hand at all. It's not Yodam. Later on, when she takes it from the Eved, it's Tligita Megabekat. There was never an Asina. Nothing ever happened. But if he put it into her Chotzer, and she is Eino Smucha L'Chotzer on both sides. She's not standing, she's not near the Chotzer. She's not near the Chotzer. Listen now. Did he write a Shtar Matan on the Chotzer? No. No Shtar Matan on the Chotzer. No Shtar Matan that was written on the Chotzer. It was her Chotzer. He wasn't write a Shtar Matan. So therefore what happens? So the Chotzer is still his with respect to parents. Right? It's still his with respect to Paris. It's still his with respect to Paris. So then later on, when she says Tiskali Chatzeri, at that moment in time, or if she walks near the Chatzer, of course, to her quantitative base, it's interchangeable, at that later on in time, through at that very moment, we say Bon Ki Echad. Let's chazer again. In the case in which we're discussing over here, our Mishnah. What happened in our Mishnah? Open up to the Mishnah. Let's review again. Open the Mishnah. Open the Gemara. What happened in our case? What happened was right? The Gemara right before the next Mishnah. What did it say? Near ain't no get. Right? You need kavus. You need kavus for yashen. And what happened if it was not kavus for yashen? The Rambam suggests, it's quoted by the Ran, it's not enough that she just says later on she has to get in her hand and it should be mugureshes. Why not? What happened over here? Cost of loget, right? Oh, here's the critical point. Oh, I skipped a step. One step I skipped, and that's why it's unclear. I'm sorry. Let me get back to my step. And I knew I skipped something. Wasn't coming out right. There are two dinner which I asked to see in Shulchan Aruch consecutively, and they're really two Rambams. They're two good. You can look at the Shulchan Aruch if you have it, and I'm reading it to you from the Rambam. The two Gemaras. One's a Gemara in Ayin Ches, and one's a Gemara in Chaf Aleph. What's the two Gemaras? In Chaf, in the Rambam of Perek Halacha Yud Ches, quotes the Gemara as follows. Kos of Agef and Asana Biyad Abdo, the Kos of the Shtar Matana Olov, right? That's the Gemara back on Daf Chaf Aleph. What's in Yud Zayin? Nosan Agef Biyad Abdo, Ruhu Ne'ur, Ruhu Misham Rosal, so then Eno Get. So I saw the Sefer Imre Moshe has this remarkable point. In Yud Ches, he says later on, Eina Mugureshes Ashegia Get Liyoda. But once it got into her hands, it would be a valid get. That's conspicuously absent in Yud Zayin. I repeat. In Yud Ches, the Gemara Chafala, where he wrote a Shtar Matana, then once it gets into her hands, it's a valid get. In Yud Zayin, where he wrote a get and put it in the hands of his own, of her Eved, she says it's no good. Not kavas v'yashin. It's no good. Eino kavas, eino get. He doesn't say that later on. Eino get ad sheyagia get liyod. No. Eino get period. Eino get period. That's a very big kiddush. It's in the Shulchan Aruch also. And the question is, why should this be so? So if you understand why this should be so, we should be able to understand the Torah's Gittin's kasha as well. But you know what? I had to promise to talk about the parasha, and I'm going to run out if I start this now. Let me stop right here. I'm in the middle of a sentence. Forgive me. I didn't really finish what I was trying to drive at. Let me, if you have a chance, you can look it up over Shabbos, these two Rambams. On Sunday, regular time here, Sunday? Is that regular time? Yes, Hashem? I will start with these two Rambams, with the Torah's Gittin, with the whole, with the emotion, says it, and then we'll go on to, I don't know, finish, we'll try to finish if we can on Sunday, the sugyas of the Sina. But no one will come with the Sunday, because I know it's a hard sugya. Maybe Monday, but I won't even guarantee that. We still have a way to go with this difficult sugya. Abosai, Hanukkah, a little bit about Parsha, and then I have to let the Bechina to the end, the line. Oh. We heard at the Chagiga that the Chanukah is a holiday of Torah Sheva'al Peh. Someone was talking about it, and it is the only holiday that we have from the Chazal that is not found in Tanakh. Not found in Tanakh. Chanukah is not only not found in Tanakh, it's not even found in the Mishnayos. There's a whole Besef in Megillah. No Masechta Chanukah. Where's the town of Shas? Everybody knows? Shabbos. Agav there. Shabbos is thrown in. The word Chanukah, I think it's found in Shas three or four times. Do a search. The word Chanukah. Baba Kama. right? The Chanukah is Potter, that's how we start over there. Shvius, next to Shmita, that's about Chanukah, it's a relative thing called beer. And where else? Bikurim, which is maybe at Chanukah. Maybe one more place. I'm not sure if it's, it could be. Maybe in the Chanukah Purim, you read certain things. Maybe by Potter, Chanukah Purim, but they don't know. Because there's some Mononos, Menaros. It's only found a few places, Derech Aga. How come? So the Maskilin had their own pshat. The Maskilin had a pshat. They said, well, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was angry at the Chashmonoim. They took away the Malchus from Beis Dovid. He was from Beis Dovid. It was parties. He was a Republican and they were Democrats. So he left out of the Mishnais. They're those who call pshat apokursus. I would rather call it shtus. That is, it's been a madrega to be an apokursus. But I saw a Huttner Zal has a pshat in the Pachad Yitzchok. Very interesting pshat. Very interesting. He says the reason why Rabbi Yehuda left out of the Mishnah is to emphasize the point that Chanukah is the yontem of Torah Shebaal Peh. What does that mean? He was sensitive to the issue that once he's editing the Mishnah, and then she becomes, in effect, canonized. This may cause people to have an impression. Okay, till now, we needed a Rebbe. Now we no longer need a Rebbe. We have Mishnayos. The whole body of law, from Brachos to Luxin, is now canonized in the Mishnayos. No, don't need a Rebbe anymore. So emphasize that it's not so. Took all the laws of Chanukah, left them out. But you have to keep Chanukah, it was a Chanukah. Yeah, but it's left out. So how do you know? Ask your Rebbe. Ask someone else. Have to find out. Rav Huttner said that's why it says in Olfan and Shas, Chesura Mechsura Vachi Katani. So just fix the Mishnah. What's going on? No. To show you always need a Rebbe. You can't survive without a Rebbe. You have to have someone to teach you. You can't just learn everything from the books. Sure, we learn many, maybe even most things from the books. That's what the Poskim say. There's no Rabbi Mubik Guzman has said. It's everything we know from Svarim. But with all the Svarim, you still need a Rebbe. Rav Moshe Zal once spoke about that. Interesting story. He came here to spoke to scientists, and then Rabbi Tendler was giving a translation into English afterwards. It was amazing. It was right here, it was in the library many years ago. So Rav Moshe was saying, that's what it means. Magid Dvarav Yaakov Chukov Mishpatim Yisrael, V'Asachen Chukov Mishpatim Ba'yadom. So Rav Moshe said, they have plenty of Mishpatim. So their Mishpatim could be fossilized and entered into books, and that's it. There's no Mesorah. For us, no. We have people. Yaakov, Yisrael, we have people. We have people. You can't, no matter how much you write down, you take the whole art scroll, Chumash, and the art scroll, Talmud, and finish the whole thing. And with the Shulchan Aruch, even an art scroll, and the Mishnah Berurah, an art scroll. No matter what you put in, you're still in a Rebbe. You have to have a personal connection. It can't be otherwise. It has to be that way. Absolutely, it has to be. Seems to me that this lesson of Chanukah, the Chanukah, the holiday of Torah Shabbat Peh, and the need, the absolute need that the person should be able to have a Rebbe and have a Mesorah and look up to those of the generation before who got it from those before, going on back to Sinai. This is exactly what the Greeks were trying to undo. Greeks, all wisdom. The Chochmas Yevonis, exactly as Rav Moshe explained to us, that can don't have a personal Rebbe. You can have books of political science, books of art, books in all kinds of different disciplines, and you have a book. There's no need for any personal thing. Who was it? Someone I think spoke about it that triggered this idea on Sunday about Chodesh. Why are the Greeks against Chodesh? That's the reason. Because Chodesh is Atam Afilu Mezidim, Afilu Shogim. Everyone's not supposed to make mistakes. But it's the principle. Mekadesh Yisrael, the Mekadesh Lazmanim. There's an idea of a Mesorah and a role which is the Kenim have to play. And the Greeks couldn't stand this. It's democracy. They do whatever you want. Don't listen to anybody. They just try to uproot it with the best of their ability. Get rid of this whole concept. about this once before, a number of years ago, but this I give you very briefly. The Parsha Miketz is always the Parsha Chanukah, always. And you just say, yeah, there could be a freakish case where it was, I think it ended the era. Last day Chanukah has ended on Friday, right? Yeah, I think it happened. Because it is after Torah from the gates. 90%, way over 90%, I don't know. Okay, I correct myself. Almost always, it's on Chanukah, in the case of Chanukah. You read about Menashe and Ephraim, who were born. Eshem Hasheni Kora Ephraim, Ki Ephraim Elokim Be'eretz Oni. What does Ephraim stand for? So you read in Vayechi that Ephraim was Rogel Eitzel Yaakov Betalmud. That Ephraim was the individual who was very close to Yaakov Avinu. Learned them all the time by Smodah. Menashe was the politician, the diplomat, the Melech Ben Osam, which you read about in this week's parasha. That was Menashe. So who's first? Menashe was born first. What does Yaakov do with the famous Pesukim Vayechi? He puts Ephraim first. Nu? Was it fulfilled? Ephraim came first, or just an old man, 147 years old, as a cholim? So the Chazal say no. Hashem listened to what Yaakov said. How do you know? Because in the Nesiim, which we read, what's today? Today is day, Pharaoh, 6. Today is Yom HaShvi. Shvi is also the name of Ephraim. Shmi is Menashe. You'll see, just pay attention the next 2 days, you'll see. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu countersigned the reverse of the order of Yaakov Avinu, as you see from the fact that he put a prime before Menashe in the sea. That comes from the Rabbanu Shlom. So the Chazal say in the Tanchuma, in tomorrow's laning of the Yom HaShvi, don't let the mitzvah of Chanukah be kala v'necha. Don't let it just be a, why not? Because the mitzvah of Cana is very important. You have Yaakov Avinu switched around a prime of Menashe, and the Kodesh Baruch confirmed it. He put a family from Menashe by the Nesi. What's so pissed over here? We would ignore the Chazal, but for this fact, here's the answer. Some could be a super constructionist. I don't have a Messiah from God. No human intervention. Who are these people to start these newfangled laws? I don't care how qualified they are. I'm going to be a real purist. I'll go back to the Bible. I'm in the Bible Belt. I'm going to go back to the Bible and only going to have the biblical law, and I want the rabbis. These rabbis, they're all interested in making a name for themselves and making innovations for the sake of innovation. I'm not going to listen to any rabbis. So what did Chazal say? No, it's not true. It's not true. Yaakov Avinu put a frame before Menashe. He was a human being, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu confirmed it by putting Ephraim before Menashe in the Nesiim. What's the symbolism of Ephraim? Ephraim is Hifrani. Hifrani is a pri. A pri is something which repeats Mesorah. This is apple, the previous apple, the previous apple, the previous apple. That's what Ephraim stands for. Menashe is Fakert. Menashe Kinashani. Maybe forget. Maybe move. Yiranosha. I moved. I forgot. So explain that I can't have no time to go into Barichas now. That when it comes to worldly matters, we follow Menashe. So Menashe was the first to get the bracha on the foot. He was on the right foot, and it sort of explains of Yaakov. Because in worldly matters, Menashe has priority. Because he is supposed to always remember new things. So Rashi is in Parshas Vayechi. But the one who represents Menashe is Gidon. Gidon has new strategies. New strategies, not the old one. The new strategies. New politics, new diplomacy, new economics, new everything. New military strategies, everything's new. When it comes to Torah, though, the other way around. The old time religion. We try to go as close as we can to see that. Old. That's the idea of Ephraim before Menashe. Ephraim is the Torah point of view, and Menashe is the worldly point of view. They're different orientations completely. Torah, we go back to Mesorah, and worldly matters, we have new things. Oh! So if Ephraim was placed before Menashe, by whom? By Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was the one who was the arch conservative. Yaakov put the Ephraim first to demonstrate we don't change anything. We're a pre. We just Yoshua is a counterpoint to Gidon, says Rashi and Vayechi. Who's Yoshua? Pnei Yoshua k'pnei Levana. He reflected the glory of Moshe. Lo mash mitoch ha'orel. He was just trying to reflect the glory of the previous generation. This is arch conservatism. That's what Ephraim and Yoshua stand for. Afal Pikain. A man like Yaakov makes a change, he puts a frame for Menashe. How many changes did he make? Hashem agrees to it. Here too. A Chazal are such conservatives. They don't make new innovations. They don't make new things. If they decide to introduce the mitzvah, how they have Chanukah, the mitzvah of Neirs, you better believe that there's a good reason for it. And you better believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to agree with it and confirm it. So you better keep it. That's the lesson. So Chanukah is such a tremendous lesson for us about the power of the Chachmei Yisrael. How to the contrary, they're very conservative. They don't want to add things. They're very traditional. And if these traditionalists, nonetheless, despite this bent, decide to make a change, you better believe that it's worth following their change. You have to follow their change because it's mamash, the Shekhinah agrees to them. It's not just you, it's not plain rabbis. It's the Gedolei HaTorah of all the generations. When Rabbeinu Gershon made his big takonas we speak about now, you have to believe that the takonas came with some kind of siyata d'shmaya. The Chofetz Chaim made things in his generation. He's a Gedolei Yisrael. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu in effect communicates with us in effect through them. Because they have a conservative bent and they still innovate, that's what is innovation. Someone in fact who wants innovation for its own sake, we should throw it out. This is a lesson of Chanukah. It's very hard to draw this line. To mean L'shem Shemayim and to try to be guided appropriately. So we have therefore the lesson of Chanukah, the lesson of the Torah Shabbat Peh, of the Rebbe, of the Mesorah, of the idea of trying to be as loyal and faithful as we can to the old time tradition. When there's a need to make a change, a modification, L'shem Shemayim, it's done. B'siyata D'shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, Kiryochol, confirms it. I wish you all a good Shabbos, a good Chodesh.